For the uninsured, preventative health care is often out of reach. Health problems might be put off until they get so bad individuals end up going to the emergency room. The pandemic has only further highlighted the disparity in underserved populations. A new partnership aims to curb that cycle and get the most vulnerable in our community quality preventative health care. Creighton University is joining St. Vincent de Paul to expand the reach of health services. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young brings us that story.
Shannon Clancy is Associate CEO of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul of Phoenix. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
So some of our listeners, I think, might not realize that St. Vincent de Paul operates a health clinic in Central Phoenix. Could you start by telling us a little bit about how long that clinic has been there and who does it serve?
Well, St. Vincent de Paul actually does have a medical and dental clinic for over 30 years, and we serve people who are uninsured in our community, so people who don't have access to medical or dental care anywhere else. And in our medical clinic specifically, we're really offering access to preventative and specialty care. Sometimes people can have access to acute care in safety net clinics in the community, but then when they have more difficult challenges and health issues, they have nowhere to access any kind of specialty or preventative care.
And what are the reasons for some of those barriers to healthcare?
Well, for those of us who are insured, we probably don't think about it very often, but if you don't have insurance, it makes it really difficult to, you know, you're really taking care of basic health needs. So there's something urgent and you might go to an urgent care or you go to the emergency room and they hopefully can help you treat that in the moment. But you're often putting off preventative care. You're not getting the basic screenings that might flag something more serious where you could get treated early, or you're just not having access to regular care that can help monitor some of those things that those of us with health insurance might take advantage. So, and sometimes people, you know, they're really making difficult choices between paying rent or putting food on the table, and they put off their health needs unless there's something very urgent to take care of.
Now, I understand this $10 million investment from the Virginia G. Piper Charitable Trust is allowing your clinic to partner with Creighton University. What will that partnership look like?
Well, this really extraordinary investment from the Piper Trust is going to allow us to do three really important things. First, to significantly increase access to that preventative and specialty care for uninsured people in our community. But it also allows us to do something more, and that's to bring the health education into the clinic itself. So Creighton University is in the process of opening a large-scale medical school and health services campus that will open this coming August. And all of those students in some way will have the opportunity to rotate through our St. Vincent de Paul clinic in order to really be trained and help us prepare culturally competent healthcare professionals. So not only will they begin to understand the needs of the population that we serve here, but also they will be the future healthcare providers in our community long into the future. And then it helps us do one more thing, and we're really excited about this part too. We're actually looking to really coordinate care in a better way in our healthcare system. Often uninsured people, because they don't have access to regular physicians and going into, you know, for medical appointments, access care through emergency departments. And so what we're hoping to do is to bring uninsured patients through our clinic to really help stabilize them with access to multiple specialties. And then when they are stabilized, to be able to plug them back into the safety net clinics, federally qualified healthcare clinics that do exist with sliding scale care to help people receive the ongoing medical care that those of us who have insurance have access to.
So I know the goal of the partnership is to address some of these long-standing health disparities for low-income people, uninsured people. What changes do you hope to see through this partnership in the long term?
Well, really, all of our experience through this COVID-19 pandemic has has put all those health disparities on display in the sense that we're seeing that people of color and underserved people are experiencing a greater impact from the difficulties of COVID. And so those always exist. They existed in our community. Low-income people have difficulty accessing care. So it's our hope that we can work more closely with our partners. With Creighton University, what it does is bring this grand network of people already with various specialists that can come into our clinic and provide that care that otherwise people wouldn't have access to, that it allows us with those partners to work and create more efficiencies in the hospital and the safety net clinics so that when people do have an issue, you know, when they are seriously ill, perhaps when they get discharged from the hospital, that they have somewhere to go to be able to put them on the road to good health, because healthcare is a right, and it's something that people need in order to be able to live their best lives, in order to be able to take care of their families. And to be in a position where we can provide that care with multiple partners across the community and give people what they need in order to live their best lives and to take care of their families. It's a privilege, and we're just very honored to be part of it.
Shannon Clancy is Associate CEO of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul of Phoenix. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.